Welcome to the Trending Show. Here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Whoa, man, we are getting really behind here at the Trending Show. By the time I'm telling you what's trending, it's not even trending anymore. So, ready? Speed round. Go. Last week, Walmart was trending because 500 employees and other protesters staged the largest act of civil disobedience this side of the Henry David Thoreau line. They made a show of solidarity in downtown Los Angeles. More than 50 of the 500 protesters were arrested during the demonstration when they refused to clear the street by order of the police. The protesters made their primary demand known: pay all full-time employees a minimum annual wage of $25,000. Representatives of the retail giant later met with the protesting employees behind the store, where they lashed them with leather bullwhips and chained heavy black balls to their ankles. But nothing generated the interest of the CMAs on Friday. That's Country Music Awards to anyone under the age of 30. Country music, the preferred genre for people that still use VCRs, is clawing its way back into the mainstream, and over a million people Googled it. The CMAs were hosted by Carrie Underwood, but best dressed went to Miranda Lambert, who also went home with the trophy for Female Vocalist of the Year. Her husband, Blake Shelton, won Male Vocalist of the Year. Now, it is unknown which awards committee the couple will be bribing next year. Maybe YouTube Music Awards? Good luck beating all those Casio keyboard-playing tabbies. People wanted to know more about BlizzCon going into the weekend, and so did I. I never heard of it before, and I had to visit the website PCWorld.com for the first time in my life to read the article. After the site spent 11 minutes booting up and freezing, I discovered this to be a convention put on by Blizzard Entertainment, the makers of World of Warcraft, in Anaheim, California, which places this so far outside of my geographic sphere and circle of interest that I closed my browser. Then, over the weekend, the internet was all freaking out because Celine Dion died. Ah! But she didn't. Made you look. This was an internet hoax, which probably means we need a new English word for hoaxes perpetrated by the dumb. A Facebook meme held that Dion, the 45-year-old siren, died in a car crash. To help it pick up steam, this was then revised to be a motorcycle crash. As the story built on Saturday, it became a plane crash on Twitter, until eventually someone called Dion to ask if she was alive. Indeed, she was. She was hosting a birthday party for her twins in Montreal, Canada, which is a lot like being dead anyway. I am tempted to make an easy "My Heart Will Go On" crack here, but as you may know, the movie Titanic is from 1997, and my references are firmly entrenched in the 1980s. The most searched item last Saturday, though, was Miss Universe 2013, which is the pageant that releases Miss Universe 2012 from her obligations just in time for her to begin serving her sentence for doing that photo shoot at the Taj Mahal. See you in 3 to 5. The new Miss Universe is Gabriella Eisler, who was previously known to people in the intelligence racket by the alias Miss Venezuela. She spent months eluding agents of the Acme Detective Agency after a string of improbable heists that all seemed designed to heighten children's understanding of geography. Last week, she shed her trademark red trench coat and fedora for a 22-carat bathing suit estimated to be worth about $1 million. And judges and the chief were so stunned by this and her very white teeth that she was promoted to their ringleader in the title of Miss Universe. On Sunday, Iggy Azalea, an Australian rapper, which is a real growth industry, I understand, had a wardrobe malfunction on the red carpet of the MTV Europe Music Awards in Amsterdam. Before the assembled Euro paparazzi, Iggy's high-cut black dress flapped open and revealed her reproductive Hammond B3 to the world. While this shocked those of us on this side of the pond, hey, ugly Americans, you should know that this is a customary and acceptable greeting in the Nether regions. Excuse me, Netherlands. Every time you get a trending show, it is the direct result of the sponsorship of Cobra Electronics. They make road trip essentials like the iRadar Atom system, the world's most advanced radar, laser, and driving hazard detection system. Do you know a lousy driver? Sure, we all do. You're probably related to several of them. Well, this non-denominational gift-giving season, give the gift of stop driving like a jerk in the shape of the iRadar Atom system. Do your part to help me out with a purchase from our show's sponsors, and do your part to make the world a safer place at the same time. Cobra.com is standing by. You'd think Monday would be all aflutter with searches for Veterans Day, but this annoying bee holiday did not earn anywhere near as much traffic as Kanye West, Courtney Stodden, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, or Monday's hottest, Amy Robach. Amy Robach, the 40-year-old hostess of Good Morning America, underwent a live mammogram for the benefit of television ratings back in October, but this stunt may have saved her life. The mammogram revealed early-stage breast cancer, and the headline reader announced Monday she will undergo a double mastectomy and take time off from anchoring GMA. Tuesday, people that don't understand the root of the problem searched the term Walmart Black Friday, hoping to find advance news of the deals the giant retailer has ordered its whipped, bald, and chained employees to roll out on their never-a-day-off schedule. The great irony of Walmart, and I mean irony in a non-Alanis Morissette way, is that the exact same people that spend their money at Walmart are ultimately the kinds of people that become slave to their underpaying working conditions. Really rich people don't go to Walmart. They go places that are clean and staffed by people that don't hate every aspect of their lives. Which, to be fair, is really a description of the Walmart nearest me. And probably the Walmart nearest you. And maybe all Walmarts. Courtesy GottaBeMobile.com, here are deals Walmart is offering on Black Friday that you don't want. The low-cost HP 2002 DOD9 laptop they've priced so inexpensively is one of the worst-rated laptops of the last few years. You don't want that. The RCA dual-core 7-inch tablet device. Hey, there's a reason why RCA is not a name you ever hear mentioned when it comes to tablet devices, and there is also a reason that Walmart can't give these RCA things away. The McAfee protection software that Walmart is offering for just $9.99 on Black Friday accomplishes the same thing the free Microsoft Essentials app does for free. That's right, for free. And the internet protection this McAfee package comes with is already built into Safari, Chrome, Firefox, and Internet Explorer. So unless you're using some other browser to surf the web, you already have the protection this software offers. The package is worthless at any price. You can get all the same security features for free without slowing down your computer by adding the sluggish McAfee software to it. Okay. The midweek was dominated by two mobile apps. One brand new, the other 2 years old. Snapchat, which just turned two, declined an offer from Facebook, which wanted to buy the company for $3 billion. Snapchat is sort of the anti-Instagram. Anything posted to Snapchat self-destructs. Most images and videos vanish right after the intended recipient views them. Nothing lasts longer than 24 hours on Snapchat. Everything disappears. I would imagine virtually every politician in the world has now moved their sexting to Snapchat, and I just learned what it was three sentences back. The weekend's hackathon at Princeton saw the arrival of What Would I Say, a free app that combs through your past Facebook status updates and suggests weird, whimsical, and grammatically awkward ones to post next. Apparently, generating status updates on Facebook is such a cumbersome task, 250,000 people wanted to outsource the job to this app the very day it became available. By Thursday, my favorite story of the week took hold, as rumors began to circulate that Andy Kaufman is in fact alive. This got major press play throughout the next 48 hours before unraveling as a hoax, no doubt in homage to the mind-bending antics of the late great comedian. Monday night, Kaufman's brother Michael read a letter he claims to have received from Andy and then brought on stage a woman purporting to be Andy's daughter, born in 1989. Given that Kaufman's death from cancer took place in 1984, this quickly took off until Michael Kaufman appeared on CNN, saying that he believes he is the victim of a hoax. Kaufman's alleged daughter has since been outed as an actress and blah, 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 I don't care about the rest of it. I love the fact that for a day or two, the world thought that Andy Kaufman was alive, having faked his death in 1984, and was out there somewhere. I am a devout admirer of Andy's. I think he was daring in a way most performers could not conceive, let alone attempt. Before him, performance artists, be they comedians or what have you, were all too content to allow the audience to recline in their seats while the performer danced for their approval. But not Andy. If Andy was going up on the high wire without a net, the audience was coming out on the wire with him. No matter what reaction or emotional response he was attempting to elicit from the audience, Andy made sure the audience was part of the performance as well. What it took to accomplish that is not all that different than what it takes to make the world think, if just for a day or two, that you might have faked your own death. It takes a very specific mixture of willpower, creative genius, and an absolute dedication to your objective. Andy Kaufman did not like to be labeled a comedian. Truth is, he preferred to be introduced as a professional wrestler when out and about. I think he is a mad genius of such unique brilliance, the universe will never yield another like him. Well, we're almost caught up. I don't have a whole lot further to go. So let's come to this agreement right now, loyal trendies. I will make you one more mini trendisode, and you will introduce this program to a friend of yours. That is your mission in November. We will get more listeners. You will make this happen, and I will make you another trending show. I'll be back to wrap it all up and get you caught up in no time flat. But until then, adios, amigos.